Welcome to the meditation on motivation. During the next few minutes, we will be engaging in a working meditation that takes you deeper into the events, encounters, and emotions of your life in order to gain practice in the maintaining of motivation. There may be some personal reflections you want to write down. So before beginning, please get your journal or a pad of paper and pen and have them nearby. We read in Colossians, "Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord." Take a moment now to breathe your soul into the presence of God. As you breathe in, let your heart become still. As you breathe out all that keeps you worried or distracted. Breathe in the animating spirit of God. Breathe out any lethargy or laziness that swirls around your soul. Breathe. 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 Motivation is a little like a furtive lover. It comes on strong, wanes, seems to disappear, then surprises us by peeking around a corner when we least expect it. When we first conceive a vision, whether it is a large or small vision, it feels a little like meeting that furtive lover for the first time. There's excitement, energy, and a desire to get going so the vision can be realized. Motivation is strong because the object is clear and fresh in our mind and soul. As time moves on, however, and the vision becomes more distant, more blurred, it becomes increasingly difficult to sustain the motivation we had at first. Motivation becomes more real again when we rekindle our relationship with the original vision. During this meditation, we will try to stop, focus, be still, and cast a glance around at the inward signs that God may be trying to reveal to you. You will begin to notice where the nudges are, where God is telling you to slow up or speed up, what God is offering to you. Motivation is always a response to a movement in your soul. It is about being attentive to your soul and finding there the energy to do what you have decided to do, or even what you feel may be impossible to do. This meditation is a time of recapturing energy and nerve to respond to the possibilities that are offered to you from God. Now take out your journal so that you can make notes on the reflection questions. There will be 2 to 3 minutes of silence after each question for reflection and writing. It may seem as though the recording has stopped because the silence will be very pure. This is merely to help you go into deeper reflection. The recording will have its regular sound again after the 2 to 3 minute period. What word or phrase would describe the passion I felt at the Credo Conference for my new visions and plans? What actions have I completed in this past month, and how have they nourished or depleted my passion? What obstacles have I encountered this month that have impeded my progress? If I believed God and I were doing this together, what would be the next step we would take? Now look over what you have written and write a phrase or even a word that captures the essence of your reflections. Now sit quietly in God's presence to see if there is anything God wants to reveal to you. Take a moment to thank God for the time that you have spent together. Now bring yourself back to this room, this time, this place. Feel the weight of your body and the breath in your lungs. And as you feel ready, open your eyes. May the peace of God be with you.
This audio presentation is brought to you by Credo, an education and wellness program of the Church Pension Group.